Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But I just want to talk about this. It's so important to understand. How did we get here? And it reminds me of this, you know, that it reminds me of taking a trip to the Grand Canyon years ago. Being dirty is a progressive thing, you know, the progression of dirt. When we first start out, you know, walking and you're all squeaky clean and, you know, as a kid, you know, small kid, that, you know, all of a sudden your sin nature comes over you and you're going like, you know, I want my brother's, you name it, bottle or something, and they take it. Well, you know, I was a deputy sheriff. I've been in law enforcement. I said I would never get a van or a minivan, right? So we got this minivan, and we were going to go to the Grand Canyon and go camp. We're going to camp our way all the way to the Grand Canyon. Now, I was a very clean person, you know, used to be. So I was a very clean person, and, you know, we're going to go camping. I'm more of a Holiday Inn camper, but we had young kids. We had Megan, and we had Amber, and we're going to go camp our way across the nation. And so we packed up everything neatly, and we're heading west from going from Pensacola, Florida, all the way to the Grand Pothole, Grand Canyon, right? And so we're clean, but all of a sudden we get first camp out. We camp at the Brownsville, Texas. We made it to Texas. We're going to break camp. And we're looking around because we were roughed it. We got a tent. So we're like, hey, we're going to get a tent here. We're going to just rough it. But we had the cleaning tools and different things like that. And we looked around for the best place to camp. And I thought, man, this is a beautiful place over here. We got these beautiful hedges, got this nice thick grass. I'm like, this camping stuff's great. We set up camp on this beautiful green grass, these tall hedges to the back of us. And we ate, we cooked food, and we had like a pan for washing dishes, dirty dishes. We had a bucket pan for clean dishes, and we rinsed them, put everything up nice and neat. It was just like, this is great. I love this. And the next morning when we were getting up, it was still rather early, but we heard some noises. We couldn't figure out what the noise was because we're camping. You know, it's supposed to be quiet. Then we started smelling this strange blue smell. And when I stuck my head out of the tent, I realized the reason why the grass was so green and that smell that we were smelling, it was a dumping station on the other side of the hedge. All these big, huge mobile homes were dumping their stuff on the other side of the hedge. Hence, green grass, you know. So I was a very clean person. And at that moment, we began to adjust a little bit. Obviously, we might not be as clean as we thought we were going to be. And so we ventured over. We made it to Kerrsville, Texas, and we're camping out of Kerrsville, Texas, and passed up Fort Lancaster. And we realized when we got there that we kind of adjusted a little bit. You know, we kind of adjusted a little bit. We weren't as clean as we were originally then, but as a matter of fact, I think we even dried our daughter over the fire. I'm not really sure how that went, but we finally camped there. Maybe we weren't just as clean as we were, but we went. So we're going to go to New Mexico. We went to New Mexico. We got there at nighttime. We had a break camp, and it's dark night, and I'm have tent stakes, and I'm having to hammer them, which I didn't know, into a rock. New Mexico is a rock, and I'm bending these stakes, and finally we just blow the rafts up. We lay on the rafts, put the sleeping bags on the raft, and as soon as we get on the raft, they go, psh, they go all the way down. I'm telling you, you can adjust. I was such a clean person. By this time, it really didn't matter. We made it all the way to the Grand Canyon. We got there, and the water was so cold, I dropped the entire chicken in the dirt. You know what I did? I just took the chicken. Now, as you can see, the progressive, you know, the thing that we talk about, you just keep getting dirtier. I just took the whole chicken and just started just knocking the dirt off the chicken. I didn't even wash it. The water was too cold, and who cares? It's just dirt, right? That's how we are. See, you can have the best intentions. But the truth is, this is a progression to sin. At first, you're thinking, oh, it's just this small sin. Oh, it's just this one movie that says something or sees something you shouldn't see, or this game you shouldn't do, this app that you're doing. I mean, you think about it, and then it gets dirtier and gets dirtier. Next thing you know, you're like a pigsty, and you're having to say, wash me. God, I've sinned. And this is where we are as America. We have bought into so many things. This is not how we started this trip. America started a trip where it's one nation under God. Yeah, and we had issues, but you know, we had God, and we were able to repent and say, God, we want you to be the God of this nation. But we've come so far right now, we're dropping our entire chicken in the ground, and we're just dusting it off. We had to go back to God's original tent and say, God, forgive us. It was sin from the beginning. It was sin in Kerrsville. It was sin in Brownsville. It was sin in New Mexico, and it is sin in the Grand Canyon, all the way across this United States. God, we have sinned against you. It's real strange. You don't think you'll get there, but understand you will get to a very dirty place in sin if you don't recognize it for what it is. Paul talks about it in Romans chapter 7. I encourage you to read it. But Jesus Christ will set us free from that. He will cleanse us from all of our sins, from all unrighteousness. We first have to go, it's dirty. It's sin, God. It's sin. Let me pray for you. Father God, Lord, I thank you that there's salvation in you. There's forgiveness in you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that those that are watching right now, maybe that their life has gotten to this particular point where they realize, you know, I didn't start out this way, but I've ended up this way. That they'll say, you know what, God, I'm ready to turn back to you. I'm ready to make you, Jesus, the Lord of my life. I'm ready to surrender my life to you. I'm ready to surrender my life to you. Lord, I thank you right now that you're hearing their voices and you're hearing their cry. Lord, I pray that you would restore them, that you'd wash them, cleanse them, Lord God. Restore them, Lord, unto you, Father God. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening to America, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.